Morning, Boker Tov. Today's Amud in Oraisa is Pesachim. Pesachim Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Pesachim Lamed Aleph. We left off at the Mishnah, the second Mishnah, towards the bottom of Lamed Aleph Beis, just to give a brief Hagdama before we see the Mishnah, so we understand it a little better. The halacha is that, of course, Truma goes to Kain. Truma goes to Kain. First of all, what amount is supposed to be given as Truma? So, Chita Achas Pedas is agreed. At the rice level, one stalk pot is the agree, but the Chazal gave us the guidelines as to what the standard amount is 2%, 1 out of 50 stalks. The generous person does 1 out of 40. The more stingy does 1 out of 60. But whatever it is, truma is, whatever it says is truma, that it's called truma. It belongs to, it's supposed to be given to a kayin, not to Yisrael. If a non-kayin eats truma, what does he have to do? So the pasuk Chumash tells us he's got to pay back. He's got to pay back. The pasuk actually talks about eating kaidish. But we darshan kaidish over there means truma. And if someone, a non-kohen, goes and eats truma, he's got to pay back the base payment plus a chaymish, a fifth. A fifth typically is charged as 20%. That's what a fifth means. However, because the fifth by these cheshbainas, by hektish or by truma, by these redemptions, is milavar from the outside, it means it's got to be a fifth of the final number. So let's just say you ate $100 worth of truma. What does he have to pay back? Not 120, 125. 25 is a fifth of the 125, right? So, okay, that's the basic thing. Now, the most important thing that we need for our Mishnah is this din that he pays Kerem HaChemish is kind of like a punishment. It's kind of a, or a, I should say, punishment slash kapara. It's a kapara is more the key word over here. So it only applies, interestingly enough, when he eats the truma b'shegeg. If a non-kain eats truma b'shegeg, that's when he's got to pay the chemish. If he eats a b'mezid, he's got to pay back the money he owes. It's like a regular gazlin. But he doesn't pay the chaymish. The din of the chaymish is specifically by a shegeg. With that in mind, let's see the mission. The mission is going to tie in this whole concept to chametz haPesach. What's the key point of here? Chametz haPesach, of course, has no value. It's chametz haPesach. And he ate it. He ate the truma of chametz haPesach. Does he have to pay? Or do you say it doesn't have value? Doesn't have to pay? Doesn't make a difference if it's mezid or shegeg? Let us jump in. Ha'ichol truma is chametz haPesach b'shegeg. One who eats truma of chametz haPesach b'shegeg. Misham Kerem HaChemish. He pays regular Kerem HaChemish. The idea being, it's not, again, we're saying when it's a shegig, he's not paying just value that he stole, he's got to pay with the value. He's really paying to get a kapara for the Avera, and therefore he has to pay the base plus the Chemish, as opposed to, says the Mishnah, the Mezid. If he ate the Chemish Mezid, then once he's in the Mezid realm, he doesn't get that, we'll call it that leniency, that ticket of paying Chemish as a kapara. He's just treated like a regular gazlin, and therefore he's patur tashlum, because what do you eat? He eats something that's worthless. If I go smash an item of yours that has zero value, that's not worth anything, so I have to pay you for the replacement, I got to pay you for the cost of my damage, but if the cost of damage is zero, I pay zero. Well, guess what chametz haPesach is worth? Zero. And therefore, he pays zero. So ironically enough, b'shegeg, he's got to pay the kerem b'chaymish because he has to get the kapara, whereas b'mezid, he pays zero. Patur b'tashlumin, umid b'eitzim, he's even patur from the value of the eitzim. Why is he patur from the value of eitzim? For the firewood. You go, this burn of firewood. Teretz says, we're going like the stam shita that we hold, the chametz haPesach's asr even, b'hana. So therefore, even the firewood, the benefit of achila, the benefit of hana, a firewood is also no good. We will see a man damar in the Gemara that holds, the Gemara is going to explain that Rabbi Yishita we had in the past. Rabbi Yishita is that chametz haPesach is mutmah. If I give up before and after Pesach, on Pesach itself is mutmah. So we'll have to see if the Mishnah could go like him or not. Well, the Gemara is going to try to attempt to teach the Mishnah like him. But again, we're teaching the Mishnah simply the way Rashi teaches our Mishnah, and that is that the gazlan who's b'mezid pays value, and since there's no value of Pesach, he's butter, whereas the gazlan, the guy who eats the chametz b'shegeg, the truma b'shegeg, he's got to pay for kapara, and that kapara he's able to get. Now there is an interesting, the Rambam in Pesach Shayas, he learns that the mezid in a Mishnah, we've been talking about the mezid over here being eating truma b'mezid or eating truma b'shegeg. That's a simple reading of the Mishnah, the way we understand it, the way Rashi explains it. Rambam learns that the mezid over here is on the chametz. He ate b'mezid knowing that it's chametz, not on the truma. And then why is he pater? Very good. He's pater coming with Ramane. Because he's chayev malchus, Ramam says. Keyword, interesting words. He's chayev malchus for eating chametz of Pesach. Therefore, coming with Ramane. Eating chametz of Pesach, you know what else is chayev? You also chayev karas. Have karas, not just malchus. So kiveg is bother. Why is Rambam speaking about malchus and not say karas? And the reason why kiveg is bother is because the Gemara is going to bring up a possibility in this conversation, in our conversations, that the author of Mishnah is Rabbi Merakana, who holds that we say kamei b'drabmane by karas. So that's exactly to your point, meaning on Yom Kippur, one who's Eivor Yom Kippur, he's chayev karas. So the court of chamim, we don't see kamei b'drabmane there. Why? Because even though he's chayev karas, you only see kamei b'drabmane on a mises bezin. Skeel on Shabbos, kamei b'drabmane. Right? One does chiv mamnes. At the same time, as it does chiv skila Shabbos, part of the mamnes because of chiv skila. But on Yom Kippur, Chacham would say you're not exempt for the mamnes because the karis bidei shemayim, mamnes bidei adam, and therefore you're chayv. Rabbi Chaim Kana says no. I'm getting ahead of ourselves, but it will just make the mergos faster anyway. Rabbi Chaim Kana says no. We say that the Isser Chametz, we had it earlier in this Pesach already. Isser Pesach is like the Isser Yom Kippur. And what about the Isser Yom Kippur? Isser Yom Kippur, even though it's Chiv Karis, even though it's Bidei Shemayim, we do say Kavod Ramanei. So back to Yossi's point, Rambam in our Mishnah, and our Mishnah is learning that B'mezid, he's putter from the Mamanis because of Kavod Ramanei, but Rav Akiva is bothered, which Kavod Ramanei is it? Rambam is saying Kavod Ramanei of Malkus. Why did Rambam say Alts Karis? That's Rav Akiva is Kasha. L'maisa, there's a simple chilek, we just said. It's a machalik shchonikana the chamim. Rambam's picking Malkus, that goes according to everyone. Whereas everyone agrees that Malkus would have a din of kamerame, Malkus or Mamma, but not both. But when it comes to Karis, Vidya Shemayim, maybe you don't say it. And that's why another afmina that they speak out is because Karis, you don't need Nasra. Akash Baruch knows, but you know what you don't know. You don't need Nasra. If you know about it, there will be Karis. You don't know about it, there won't be Karis. But you don't need Nasra. But it's Malkus needs Nasra. Another afmina, there's various afminas between Karis and Malkus for the Kamer Ramane. But yes. If it was sold?
Somebody sells Chametz and somebody else goes in. I sell my Chametz and then somebody else goes in and gets it made.
So you stole from a guy then, you're saying? Let's pause on that because you get complicated. You make it extra complicated because you're talking about Chuma that belongs to the Shaver. Now he's saying it was sold. How did he sell? He doesn't own it. Right? Elements, it belongs to the guy himself. You're talking about it belongs to the guy himself. Okay, let's put that on hold. Okay, says the Gemara. Tanasim. Ha'echol Chuma B'Shegeg. One who eats Chuma, write the Gemara about Lam Nafam Beis. One who eats Chuma B'Shegeg, Mishalim Kerem B'Chaymish. One who eats Chuma B'Shegeg, pays Kerem B'Chaymish. Echad Ha'echol B'Echad Sheisa. Whether he eats the Chuma, whether he drinks the Chuma, Echad Asach, whether he anoints himself with the Chuma. It looks like a big gum, don't worry, it reads rather quickly. Whether he anoints himself with the Chuma. Sicha, we have him, Kippur is the main source of that, is Kishtiya, like anointing one's skin is almost like a form of drinking. That's a Sicha's Asar Anyam Kippur, right? Echad Asach. In all these cases, a person who benefits from Hegdish, B'Shegeg, he's got to pay a Chaymish. And not only that, if he then goes and benefits from the Chuma, the new Chuma, remember he pays back Karen plus Chaymish. He pays, let's say he benefited $100, our number. He paid back $125. If he goes and benefits from $125, he's got to pay Karen B'Chaymish on the full $125, not just on the $100. That's the Chumsha, the Chumsha. Okay. Ibayelu gishmak hashayla. Ask the Gemara now a gishmak hashayla. Kishu mishalim if he midim mishalim if he dam mishalim. The Gemara. This is a general question. Obviously, we're going to bring a raya for our Mishnah. That's why it comes up over here. But this is a general question. The gabi tashlumin when one benefits from chuma, one eats chuma, he's not supposed to. If I'm mistaken, he misappropriate chuma. He's got to pay karen b'chemish. How does he evaluate? Does he pay based on the value of what he consumed? But does he pay based on the volume? Lefi mida, the measurement, the volume, or based on the value? Meaning, in a case where he stole 10 apples, 10 apples were worth $5. And now 10 apples are still worth $5. That won't make a difference. Manushach, either it's $5 plus a chaymish or 10 apples plus a chaymish, right? Hello, right? So that over there doesn't make a difference. The nafkmina is, let's say when he stole the 10 apples, they were worth $5. Now the 10 apples are worth $2.50. Does he still owe $5 plus a chaymish? Because b'shas, he stole it, he owed that value? Or does he only have to give back 10 apples? He stole 10 apples, give back 10, well, not 10, 10 plus the chaymish, thank you, 10 apples plus the chaymish, and therefore gets away with it. That is the shayla. Ask the Mar, explain the Mar. Kalech the Mekar Shavi, Arba Zuzi, Slave Shavi Zuzi, if originally it was worth 4 Zuz, and now it's only worth 1 Zuz, Leite Bach, Tabadik, Kamek, Karmishal, Fi Damim. So if the other Mar says, the example I just gave, certainly what are you going to do? You have to pay the full value. The full value. Why? The Legar Megazlan. This is a nice chazar from we had in Bava Kama. I think it's in the name of the parak. It's a Ayin Beis over there, right? The famous six over there, the seventh parak, right? We have Bava Kama. Legar Megazlan, the Tadan, Kala Gazlan Mishalma, Kishasa Gzela. We learned that all the Gazlanim, they pay Kishasa Gzela. This is actually a Mishnah, this particular Mishnah is actually enough. Tzadi Gimel in Bava Kama, but there's a famous thing. If you broke it when it's worth 4, now it's worth 1. Okay, but the point is that we're not going to treat stealing from Chuma weaker or less than stealing from a regular person. And over there, you got to pay B'shas Zela when it went down. You still have to pay the value. When you stole, it was worth 10, it was worth $5, so you can't get away with giving now 10 apples at a price of $2.50 plus the chaymish. You have to pay at least the $5 worth plus the chaymish. So Kitu Baruch Hu, what's the shayla? The other way, to make Kar Shav Yisuzu B'Sef Shav Arba, when he stole it, 10 apples were worth $2.50. And now 10 apples are worth $5. B'shas he stole the tarmel for $2.50, now it's worth $5. My. Mekar Shabbos is Yosef Shabbos Arba. Lefi Yimid B'shalim. Damar Le Garvi Achal Garvi B'shalim. You got to replace the exact measure of truma that you took. Got to replace 10 apples. Plus the chaymish. And therefore, you're going to have to pay double. Aydim Lefi Dam B'shalim. B'zuz Achal B'zuz B'shalim. Well, he says, no. I stole from you $2.50. I stole from you 10 apples. The mice of 5 apples now are worth the same as 10. So as long as I pay back 5, again, plus the chaymish, of course, I should be off the hook. That's the shayla. Could he, when it went up in value, does he have to up the payment or not? Amar Beis, Tashem Asping Araya. First, we don't bring Raya from Mishnah. First, we bring Raya from elsewhere. Then we'll come back to our Mishnah. Obviously, that's why this comes up over here. Amar Beis, Tashem Asping approved. Now, before we go further, actually, one quick, two points. First of all, we'll do one point for now. There's the simple two stadam are you going based on, it's basically the shayla is, is the din of paying back truma the same as every other case? Is the same as every other case that you got to replace what you stole, right? You got to replace what you stole, and therefore, okay, if it goes down in value, you still have to pay the full value. But if it goes up, as long as you somehow replace what you stole, then your obligation is to replace what you stole, and therefore, if you cannot replace it without spending more money, that's your problem. You got to spend more money. That's the shailah. Or no, truma is different. Truma is unique, and therefore, maybe just giving back the money is enough, even without giving back that volume. That's the simple way to understand the shailah. Biskorf says no. The shailah is not like it's not like is truma a regular gneiva or not? It's pasha truma is not regular. Why? What's his proof? Because this halacha that a person has paid back chaymish applies, let's say you have a Yisrael, and this is why I don't want to get into your question before, Alexander. Let's say you have a Yisrael who owns truma. Not just as truma that he has to give to the kayin. It's a Yisrael who possesses truma. How? His mother is a bas kayin. His grandfather was a kayin. His grandfather has a whole storage house of truma, and he dies, and the grandson yarshins it. The grandson's a Yisrael, right? The mother was bas kayin, married Yisrael. Grandson's a Yisrael. He owns all this truma himself. He can't eat it still. And what's the halacha if he eats it? He's got to pay back to the Sheva Truma Chaimish. It's his own money. It's putting back into his own storage house. He still has to pay back. Says the Biskorov, clearly the dinim of paying back Truma is not regular dinim gzela. By definition, it's a different parsha. Our question is how do we approach it? Do we approach it from a mumna's perspective or from a volume perspective, from a measurement or from a value? But certainly it's not regular gzela, because regular gzela, no one can steal from themselves. He owns the truma. It wouldn't be a verdict gzela. There's no way it's just for themselves. So what's the point? The point is the obligation to pay as if it's mumna's, or pay just based on volume. But not that it's mumna's. V'haraya, Yisrael would have to pay himself. Okay, so now that we have that clear, let's bring a raya. Amar Beisif. Tashma achal gegarius v'shila meitbarim. If the person accidentally ate truma figs and he paid back with truma dates. Tavla bracha, he's tavla bracha. He did okay, he did well. Yam Bersham, now, explain the Gemara. Yam Bersham lefim midim shalim. If you say the way you pay back is you pay back based on volume. Now, dates are worth more than figs. So if I ate a pound of figs and I pay back a pound of dates, well, I just did a beautiful deal for truma. Truma just got back much more. So if you lefim midim shalim, I'm too lucky tavla bracha. That's why it's tavla bracha. Dachl girua grayas shavis yuza. He ate a measure of dried figs worth only as zuz, because yav guru deuteronomy the shabbat arba, and he's paying back that same measure, equal measure of dates, which is worth 4 zuzim. Beautiful, makes perfect sense. Why it's tavla bracha? Eliyamet lefi damim b'shalom. If you say that he pays back lefi damim based on value, based on monetary value, not based on volume, then amay tavla bracha zuzah achol b'zuzah kam b'shalom. He stole his zuz, pay back again. Zuz plus a chaymish, right? He stole a zuz and he's paying back a zuz, but he's not. What's tavla bracha? Amar Abaye, no. I'll tell you that really, you're right. He's paying back a zuz and he did steal a zuz. It goes based on money. Ah, you ask my mouth of a bracha. Because he ate something which you don't have people jumping over to buy. The figs are not nearly as evil a seicher as the dates. So it's like idiots and zaburis type of thing. He ate the same value. When he leaves the same value, he's paying back the same value, but he's ate something that was much less marketable, and he's giving back something which is much more marketable. So even though, forget about the dollars, is all the same, but it's easier to sell, easier to get rid of, and therefore, that itself is tavla bracha. Tanan, now we're right from our Mishnah. One who eats truma of someone else, eats the kain's truma of chametz on Pesach, b'shaygeg. He pays kain b'chaymish. Now, b'am clear raya. If he's paying back based on volume, so he ate a pound of it, he pays back a pound of it plus a chaymish, very good, it makes sense. If he's paying back based on money, is there any value to chametz pesach? It's valueless. It's worthless. So why would you have to pay back anything? It's klarai, you pay back based on, you just replace what you stole in volume, not in value. Mara says, I'll tell you that chametz is tak has value. Hamani, who's the author of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehsi Aglili. We point that before. We had the Mishnah this Shita. I mean, this is where I got it from. Rabbi Yehsi Aglili, we had earlier in Masechta. He's the one that holds. We just had just a couple of bar ago. Damar Chametz Pesach Mutabana. He holds the Chametz not only is a Mutabana before and after Pesach, Mutar even on Pesach and Ana, and therefore it does have some value. So perhaps our Mishnah is talking about paying back Karen Vachemish of the value. And what's the value? The value of Ana. In fact, one second. Look at the last line of the Mishnah. Yachim says the Avos Bemezid. If a guy steals Bemezid, Patmar Tishlumin, he's Patmar Tishlumin because he's being benefiting from something which has no Ana, and he's even Patmar Tishlumin from the fire, the value of firewood, because again has no value. That's great if you hold Aspana. If you go to Rizigli, am I Patmar Tishlumin Meitzim? Why is Patmar Tishlumin and Patmar Meitzim? There is benefit there. There's value at least to be consumed as firewood. As Gemara, you're right. He holds. Now we're plugging in the other idea we had before. Our Mishnah goes to Rabbi Segalili, and Rabbi Segalili holds that it's mutter b'ana, therefore it has a value. And that's why by Shegei, you got to pay. Why by Mezid, don't you pay? Whole new reason. Because Rabbi Segalili agrees to, or the Tana of our Mishnah, let's assume it's Rabbi Segalili himself, or the Tana agrees to, holds like, Ramachin Menachana. And what's Ramachin Menachana? Shita, the Tanya, Ramachin Menachana is Ayasas, Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Kishabbos, the Shuman. Ramachin Menachana is to say that we treat Yom Kippur like Shabbos, the Shuman. What does that mean? We point out Shabbos, a person's chayef skila on Shabbos for malacha, for being over one of the lamtas malachas, he's pater from tashlumin, because come libi domine. Yom Kippur, the Chama say, you don't say come libi domine, because it's karis, not misabezim. Rechim Mekana says, no, Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. Chayef karis also has the plur, the heter of, or the exemption, so to speak, of come libi domine, and we're going to say it applies further, according to Rechim Mekana, by Pesach as well, that's come libi domine, even by chayef karis. Okay, period. So we say the Mishnah could be explained according to Beisag Lili with the sheet of Rabbi Chaim ben Hakana. We have no clear raya, and we have no clear raya in our Shaima. Lema ketanai, and I shouldn't say lema. Key word. That's a very important word to take out of here, because lema ketanai means the Mara saying, let us say it's like tanayim, and the Mara usually will fall off. Here the Mara says, fact. Very good. Ketanai. It's this machlokes ketanayim. It's going to be clear, and this reads very, very straightforward. Hayach l'chumas chametz pesach. A person eats chuma of chametz on pesach. Pater from tashlumin meitz. He's pater from chuma, from tashlumin, and from even firewood. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yechim Menuri. Mechayev. He's mechayev. Am Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yechim Menuri. Rabbi Chimana. Ish Pesach. Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Yechim Menuri. What hana is this? Is would the kain have from this chuma? Why is the guy obligated to pay this chuma? Was worthless. What about all year round? You have chuma tameya all year round. Chuma tummy. Kain can't eat it. It can't be eaten. And what do we say if someone eats the chuma? He's got to pay back with a chaimish. Lechari kain can't eat it. So here too, same thing. Amalai, so Rabbi Akiva is back. How could you compare? Lay marmit chumah tamei shayim esrana shaf bishen ain le baheter achila yeish le baheter ana chuma all year round. That's tamei. There's no heter achila. You can't eat it, obviously, but there is a heter hasaka. I should say there's heter hasaka. There's heter for using it as fuel for fire. So there is epes hana there, and therefore. Once there's a etana, the person who consumed it has to pay back the karam v'chaymish. Tayim Rabbi Zeh, but on chametz and pesach, says Rabbi Akiva, this garnished. Shein lebe leheter achila leheterana, leheter hasaka. You don't have any heter of achila, and hana technically is a correct word over there. You don't have heter achila or hana, namely hasaka, because you cannot benefit, you're not allowed to have hana. So halamazadayim, you know this is actually compared to, says Rabbi Akiva, he finishes his thought. L'chumas tu sivanav v'mishnitma. What if you have chuma of strawberries? It's chuma of grapes. You can't use that for firewood because it won't light. And it's, chuma that's tummy. You can't use it for firewood because it can't light. You can't eat it because it's tummy. So that's taka useless, says Rabbi Akiva. There's no, lashon het asaka is a little funny there, but what it means is it has no use for asaka, has no hetachila, and over there taka the kayim would also, in that case, I agree, says Rabbi Akiva. There would taka be no obligation all year round either for such a person who eats from that chuma. Okay, that's the machlekes. So it seems to be very clear machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yechim Menuri, whether you have to pay for this chametz on Pesach, which doesn't seem to have value, which would plug in very well. According to Rabbi Akiva, you go based on value. According to Rabbi Yechim Menuri, you go based on volume. You're replacing what you took. You replace what you took, even if it's not value. Okay, b'ma dar murim, b'mafresh chuma v'chmitza. When was it said about chuma? That's chametz. In the case where you mafresh chuma and then became chametz. A mafresh chuma is chametz. If one was mafresh chuma, that already was chametz. Different kalei kedusha. Heaven agrees chuma is a chal in the first place on chametz. You can't make chametz chuma. Why? Because even Rechon Nuri agrees, if it's already chametz, it's already worthless, you can't designate that as chuma. It's not, the shame chuma won't take effect. Okay. But the point is, we have our machlekes. Rabbi Akiva seems to be going that you pay based on value. And Rabbi Yechim Menuri is going, they pay based on volume, based on the midah of what you stole. Tanidah. The pasuk says that the person should give the kohen the kodesh. Davar really is kodesh. What does it mean? He should give. This is, by the way, if that's the pasuk we said before. The pasuk starts off and says, if a person eats that which is kodesh by mistake, he should pay a fifth, and he should pay the kodesh to the kohen. So as we spoke, I mentioned, I think I'm pretty sure when we read the Mishnah, I mentioned that lashon kodesh, even though it says kodesh, we say it refers to truma, right? Davar, it doesn't mean hektish, it means truma here. Davar really is kodesh, it means something fit to be kodesh. Prat leichel truma is chametz pesach. That comes to exclude chametz pesach. Shapat mena shuman meidim etzim. Divei Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, similar to Reb Akiva. Reb Elazar ben Chispa mechayev, similar to Reb Chaminuri. Am Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, Reb Elazar ben Chispa. V'chi mana yesh lebezer, where's Kevin up from? What is, what on the Zeh, the kain that lost the truma didn't lose anything because it has no value. Am Reb Elazar ben Chispa, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, v'chi mana yesh lechel truma tmeya b'shari mesh shanam b'sham sham. This is not familiar, it better because it's word for word the past prices so far. Am Elai, just different names. Am Elai, so goes back to his back. Lay out the truma shmeya shvayish b'shana. Don't bring me a rat for truma tmeya the rest of the year. There's no benefit of eating. Sha'af apisha in the tachila abayesh petasaka could be used for firewood. Time abazusha in the tachila v'leya tasaka. Amalei afazu yesh petasaka. There is hetra asaka. Now here's the new one. This we didn't have yet. Sheim ratzah koyin meritz lefei kalbei. By chametz on Pesach there's also hetra asaka. You know why? You can feed to the dog. He can feed to the dog. That's a usage, right? You can't have anah from burning it, but you can go and place it in front of a dog to eat. I'm sorry, take it back. I said that wrong. You can't eat it. This opinion holds that you can have enough. Feeding to your dog is considered enough. Feeding your dog is enough. So you can't eat it, but you do have hetar asaka here. How? What's your hetar asaka, so to speak? You have to have asaka, means fuel, but your hetar asaka is either feed it to your dog, or use it under a food to cook the food. Point is, this opinion obviously goes to basically that it's permissible to have, you're able to have benefit from it. You have to have benefit. Or we could be talking about, it says chametz ba Pesach. Sounds like we're talking about Pesach itself. If you're talking right before Pesach, then it's okay. Pash talking about Pesach itself, and he's going like the shita of Rav Seglili, that chametz on Pesach is mutter ba'ana. Okay, so he's saying a different answer. That's why it makes sense to have a tashlumen payment, even if you go with value, it makes sense to have a tashlumen payment, because there is value, the value of ana. But again, our overall shayla, whether it's value or volume, seems to be a machlekes Rabbi Kiva, and between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Chaminuri. Let's just leave off, and we'll stop away, we'll leave off one point. There's a gishmaka diak for the Mechas Chinuch, that he has a shayla b'tashbisu. Is there a chiyav, a mitzvah to go destroy b'yadayim? The discussion between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether you could just scatter it to the air, whether you burn it specifically, whether you could tashbisu b'chol davar, as the Chachamim shita. But is there a mitzvah tashbisu to actually destroy it? Or as long as you cause that it will be destroyed, that's enough. So two basic examples. One is a person is very cheshbon, and he measures, he makes sure to have exact enough chametz that by the time Erev Pesach comes, they consumed it all. They consumed it. So you didn't really go and destroy the chametz. You ate them. You could say, you know, and people take drinks the weeks before Pesach, and every time they take a shot of whiskey, they say, mitzvah being var chametz, not a bad idea. It's a good idea. Chaperai mitzvahs, have in mind good intent. It's a wonderful thing. But is that called tashbisu if I just make sure there's no chametz, I'm yates tashbisu, or I got to do an act of tashbisu? Another thing would be, let's say I put the food down in a place where it will get destroyed in the thoroughfare, it will get destroyed through others. I didn't destroy it, I'm causing it destroyed. So he brings Rafa Magamara. One of the things we say over here is that you can get rid of it by giving it to the dog. Right? The chareif is in tashbisu, how is giving, you're burning it, I understand. You're using the fuel, great, but you're also burning it, so you're destroying it. But when you light a fire, you destroyed it. But you put it in front of the dog, you're not destroying it. You're not doing the tashbisu there. It's being destroyed. Sounds like Mar Gemara says, that it would be okay as long as it gets burnt, as long as it gets destroyed, whether you did or not. He says, nafmina, whether it's a din tashbisu, be a dayim or not, a couple of minas is, number one is, you have to, when you burn it, you do it with your right hand. Is there an injury? If it's okay, I eat grum anyway. No chiv to use your right hand. You're supposed to use your right hand by mitzvahs, but you don't have to use your right hand because anyway, it works like de grumma. Another afkmina would be, let's say there's a communal pit where they're burning the chametz. So you put your stuff into that big pit, and then someone was lighting on fire. I didn't light on fire. Someone else lit on fire. So again, same idea is that if you hold it, you need to burn it directly, you need to destroy it, then it wouldn't be good. If you hold it, you don't, it would be okay. Have a wonderful day.